Friends, this is an unprecedented Sunday for most of us. If you're feeling somewhat disoriented in these days, you are not alone. With our country in turmoil over the fears of the COVID-19 virus, and locally the announcement of the first confirmed cases right here in Cochise County, and the very sad news that our beloved Virginia Studer passed away on Friday afternoon surrounded by her loved ones, it can feel like a whirlwind around us. On top of that, our session earlier this week made the difficult decision not to gather physically this Sunday, nor in many upcoming Sundays, because of recommendations by our nation's top health experts. At a time of deep grief in our congregation, this is especially hard. Even if this weren't the situation, for many of us, the idea of canceling worship for weeks at a time, including Holy Week and Easter, is stunning and unprecedented in our lifetimes. As I have watched and looked on the internet, probably too much, I've noticed that there are some pastor colleagues serving congregations that are hundreds of years old, and they have posted about their session minutes, the records of the churches generations before ours. These are the ones who, during the 1918 Spanish flu epidemic, had to suspend their church activities for weeks at a time as the flu spread throughout their communities, leaving nary a family untouched by its devastating impact. It's somehow comforting to know that we who are living in these days can draw strength from those who walked in those days with the power of their faith, their determination and resilience to adapt to changing circumstances, and their seeking and hoping for brighter and lighter days to come. I lived in California earthquake country, and just like it was necessary to have an emergency kit in your garage to use, I think it's important to have an emergency kit of spiritual wisdom to also draw from in times of crisis. How might we be comforted in times of crisis? What words will be our guide? Several years ago, a member of one of the congregations I served told me of her experience following a medical emergency when she was placed on a ventilator in the hospital. Unable to communicate and knowing something was really wrong and not sure what, she found comfort in the words of the 23rd Psalm. She said to herself, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." This member found herself repeating these words to herself over and over, imagining herself in the green pastures next to the still waters. She would fear no evil. The rod and the staff of God would comfort her. So I wonder, what words will be our guides in these times of crisis? What words will hold our worlds together? Because, friends, I could believe we can be strong in this time. It is our time to dig deep in our faith, to find those nuggets that will keep us faith-filled and strong. This is our time to reach out to each other when we are grieving and disheartened and give each other encouraging words. This is our time, as we are able, to offer acts of mercy and kindness, showing Christ's compassion to our neighbor. What word is coming to you today? Is it a time to fill yourself up with words of comfort for this time? Or is God calling you with words for a new life that will open up a new way of being in the world? The image I'd like to focus on today from this psalm is the image of still waters. That image is one of calm and peace, and one, according to the psalm, will help restore my soul. Now, taking quiet time might be really easy if you are off work and living alone, or it might be really hard if kids are home 24/7 and there's a parent trying to work as well. Maybe in the latter case, you'll have to find a corner in your home or yard, or down the deserted block where you live. Whatever your situation, I invite you into this meditative reflection. It's adapted from Joyce Rupp, the author of our Lenten reflection book, The Cup of Our Lives. So take a seat. Sit down. Get into a comfortable position. Hands on your lap or wherever they feel best. If you like, you could close your eyes as we do this imagining meditation or focus on something in particular. So I invite you to imagine that a small group of people that you treasure come to you. They welcome you. They greet you with great affection. And as you walk with them into a wild place, you come to a spring of water, a clear pool. There they leave you, and a holy guide comes to you and greets you like a long-lost loved one. The two of you find a place to sit down together by the pool of water, and he asks you, "What is your greatest joy now?" What is your greatest difficulty? What is your deepest comfort? The Holy Guide nods in understanding, truly hearing both your blessings and your struggles. The Guide then gives you a wonderful cup. It is transparent, with beautiful etchings on it. The light of the pool of water glistens through it. You receive the cup. Hold it. Look into it. And there you see something that has great significance for your life. You take the cup with you, and slowly you return with the gift that the cup holds for you. Your holy guide gives you a direction and gives you an opportunity to reflect on that significance. And after understanding a little more of the treasure in the cup, you gather the cup to your heart and begin the journey home. Slowly come back to this place and time. And if your eyes are closed, you can open them now and give thanks for this time beside the waters. Amen.